This is a HeadGum Podcast.
It's actually SKATE3R.
Skate 3 or 4.
Yeah. It's a fun one to search for on your phone on Spotify while you're driving.
It is.
Nice to switch up that keyboard to the numbers and almost wreck.
It was definitely a song that was, they didn't think about like the future or the internet or any sort of searchability when they were making it. They're just kind of like, this is how it will be on the print and then
how
later.
Will this look on a temporary tattoo? That was really probably the extent of the marketing ideas behind it.
That's true.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
All you other kids with your punched up jams, better run, run from our jams. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Punch Up the Jam. Thank you to Felicity Tom. From Twitter for that one. Honestly, at this point, I feel like this is just me stealing Comedy Bang Bang's bit, but just with the phrase punch and jam.
Yeah, now it's Comedy Punch Jam.
Comedy Punch Jam.
This is ours now.
Comedy Punch Jam, Comedy Punch Jam, Comedy Punch Jam.
Scott fight me.
Scott Puncher Jam.
Oh, we already did it. We're
now
done.
He's got to come on the podcast and take it back.
I'm Miel.
I'm Demi.
And what we do...
Oh, our introduction should be, I'm Miel and I'm not, and then continue.
Okay, ready to take it again.
Yeah.
I'm Miel.
And I'm not.
Good night, everybody!
Good night! What do we do here?
So we try to make songs better, and that doesn't usually happen, but, you know, we tried, and I think that counts.
What? You're just really setting people up for failure with this one.
Yeah. I just don't want people to think...
It's the journey, not the destination.
Exactly. You
it's
know,
like Miley Cyrus said.
Wait, what did Miley Cyrus say?
Ain't about how fast you get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
Speaking of climbing...
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a segue.
Cool. Skater boy!
Should we introduce our guests?
Oh, even better!
The thing about segues is they're not made to climb.
There you go!
Thank you!
The guy who invented the segue died from riding one on a mountainside.
Woo! You know him from his podcast, Never Seen It, and the show Complimentary Rattling.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I don't know what I said. I'm
no,
sorry.
I think
complimentary
you
battling.
Yeah.
I think I actually said rattling.
Oh, we'll
rattling.
Fix it in pre.
Yeah, so you have Never Seen It, which is a podcast where comedians come on with their versions of scripts from movies they've never seen. And I came on and did Shawshank Redemption.
You've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
Still haven't
Still
seen
haven't.
It.
Well,
it's
you
pretty
know,
good.
It, the cool thing is... It will not change until you see it. They wrote it down.
Yeah.
They made it, and it's on a, it's done.
Yeah.
I bet that there are people involved in that who are like, oh, I want to fix one thing.
Well, if it were up to me, it would be about an inmate named Hank Shaws that is really good at Heelys. But, you know.
Shaws Hank?
And hey, there you go.
Wait, why
see,
the Heelys?
See, now his uniform says Shawshank.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's where my brain went.
Yeah. I was going to let him figure it out on his own.
Where did the Heelys come from?
They're shoes that help you get around quicker.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm aware, but how is this
probably,
involved
I guess
in...
probably like the mall.
You got to listen to the episode Never Seen It.
Yeah. I don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds kind of cowardly of you.
I'm a huge coward.
So, but then you were picking up on the right vibes.
Yeah.
That sounds cowardly because of being a coward.
Yeah. And then you also do a live show called Boast Rattle, which is the opposite of a roast battle.
Yeah, it's comedians competitively complimenting one another.
I went to one, and I got to watch Zach Toscani beat David Borey, friends of the pod.
Yeah. Oh, all-time great Boast Rattle joke. Zach Toscani said about David Borey. He said, David, his family is so inclusive. When I went to their house, they made a movie called Get In.
That's really fun.
Oh, very funny.
Okay, so we're kind of cheating this week because we already had the song. This is the result of a poll on our Patreon You Pick Punch Up, and they chose Skater Boy. And then I was like, hey, do you want to do it?
Yeah, and I like Avril Lavigne.
Good.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about it before we get into notes?
No, one time I had a chance to meet her and didn't do it when I found a Warp Tour backstage pass on the ground. And
what did your morals get the best of you or what happened?
No, we had, Andrew WK was there and he was walking us around being like a cool dude.
Yeah.
My friends and I found this backstage pass on the ground and we like one person in the back through the fence.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we all get back there And then Andrew WK is like, when we're sort of roaming around the back area where all the artists are living, they probably don't live there. And he was like, do you guys want to come on stage with me and dance around? And we're like, yes. And so that's why we didn't meet anyone else.
Wait,
so
I met the Used.
I met Andrew WK.
Is it worth it? Can you even hear me? Why'd you say morals? Wait, fucking Warped Tour ruled, man.
No, I'm saying morals because he wanted to return the backstage pass.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think I meant?
I thought you were, throwing some serious moral shade at Warped Tour.
The moral, the more repercussions of being a pop punk fan in the late 90s
exactly.
And how they haven't held up over time.
Because of the economy of the stuff that goes into making those checkered vans, it's fucking brutal.
I mean, that's probably true.
I don't want to actually look into that.
Do we know the source of that rubber? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. They're probably not old enough to have a cell phone and listen to a podcast.
I think the rubber is the rubber that falls off of tires speeding away from a Sears parking lot.
And the crazy thing is, though, it does have to be van tires. Mm-hmm. That's where they get their name.
That's where they got the name.
Ooh, that was dumb.
We're just sharing facts here, Miel.
I have some more facts to share, if I may.
Now, that's a segue.
So, Skater Boy, if you can't hear, it's, let's see if I can phonetically pronounce this,
Skater Boy.
You sounded like Siri trying to recite a contact in my phone.
Playing Skater Boy.
Bye.
Bye. Siri just throws up.
Yeah.
It's by Avril Lavigne. Course.
Canada's second greatest export.
From
first, of course, being super producer Marissa in the studio back with us.
Cool. Marissa, you're Canadian.
She's our authority of all things Canadian.
Yeah.
Marissa, you're going to be heavily used today. Thank you.
Canada, put your maple leaves up.
Marissa, isn't Avril Lavigne from Canada?
She is.
Oh, she does know.
No, I have not.
Ooh. Marissa, can you guess who are the two best-selling Canadian female artists ahead of Avril Lavigne? Friends of the pod.
I mean, I think
Friends
I
of the pod.
One.
Yeah, can you guess?
Is one Celine Dion?
One
Amy
is Celine,
Miller.
One is Celine Dion.
Celine.
I'm gonna go. Celine Dion. Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire.
There it is. Celine Dion and Alanis Morissette.
Celine Dion and Shania Twain.
Oh, right. Friend of the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
Future friend of the pod, I guess, because of the schedule. It's fine.
FFOP. Yeah, yeah.
No, the upcoming episode with Celine Dion. You guys got to check it out.
For all those times.
It came out in 2002. It was the second single off her debut album, Let Go.
Mm-hmm.
Moved me deeply as
it's
I was in
album.
Seventh grade.
Right.
And there was a skate park on the island. This song... very personal for me. By the end of 2002, the album was certified 4 times platinum.
That's
which is
so many.
Also interesting because this was, I think, one of the last albums to be counted without digital sales. Like this was right at the time where they were transitioning towards digital sales.
Yeah, when it was just Napster, it was only hard copies.
She did an analog.
Like they only counted hard copy stuff.
During Napster?
Yeah, it took iTunes for them to start counting digital downloads, right?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. You think I did that much research?
I used to work at Apple, and I remember it being out.
iTunes was like the first big digital marketplace.
Because everything else they pretended didn't exist as it caved their market in.
Yeah.
It like destroyed their industry, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You wouldn't steal a car.
A bear wouldn't share.
So it made her the best-selling female artist of 2002 and Let Go the top-selling debut of that year. By March of 2018, the album has been certified 7 times platinum.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that not insane?
It's insane, but it also makes complete sense. I feel like this one album was enough to make Avril Lavigne just like a household name.
A forever star.
It's truly. Skater Boy, I think, is probably the biggest pop-punk song of all time.
What? You don't think Complicated's a little bigger?
No.
I guess that one, also, you could kind of contest its pop-punkedness.
What? Complicated?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it pop-punk, but I also think, Skater Boy is, like, the biggest pop-punk song. And I'm sure people will tweet at us otherwise, and that's fine.
Don't send a single tweet about it.
No tweets! No.
That pop-punk?
I will report every tweet about this
episode. You want to on Twitter? Is it worth it?
This song's pop punk and it's Avril previously was singing country songs.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know why I knew that, but yep.
Yeah. In fact, she performed with Shania Twain on stage as like a child.
Huh.
She was like a little country singer. And then they found out that she like hung out with skateboard kids and they were like, ooh, hoo, hoo, this is easier to sell right now. So, ooh-hoo, which as an adult, I'm like, that makes sense. But as a teenager, I was like, she's a fucking poser, dude. She's a fucking poser.
She was always, yeah.
She's not even wearing a collared shirt. She doesn't need to be wearing a tie.
I feel like it was always so clear that, like, she was a poser. But when you're a kid, it's just like, yeah, who cares?
Well, now there's theories that she's actually a real life poser.
But she like died years ago.
Yeah, yeah, and has been replaced by a body double.
I think it's the funniest thing. I think it's incredible.
The conspiracy theory that she's dead and has been replaced?
Yes.
By Paul McCartney, I think.
I believe, yeah, they switched places. It was what's that fucking,
Beatles behavior? Is with a three now.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah, no, because Freaky Friday is a magic thing, but model behavior, I think, is like a rich person and a poor person who look the same are just like, I want your life, and they like the princess.
I still think it's closer to the face off. Is how I picture it in my head, is they both took their faces off and one of them woke up with
which
no
Which one
face.
Of those two is the Nicolas Cage?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I feel like he would steal cars.
I'm going to take your face off.
I could
eat a peach all day.
Sorry.
I've never seen Face Off.
I haven't either.
But I'll laugh like I have.
He actually does say, they say the words face off a lot, and it's pretty good.
They do.
It's like titular dialogue. It's really good.
I always thought Face Off would be about like who can serve the best face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a face off. Ooh.
It's crazy that because there's in your head, you're like, there's no way it's about surgically removing two faces and switching them. But I think it's all a vessel, so... There's a movie where John Travolta plays Nicolas Cage playing John Travolta, and Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage playing John Travolta playing Nicolas Cage.
It's the most brilliant concept for a movie that existed before, I want to say, 2000.
Yeah.
I think before 2000, all you had to do to pitch a movie... I'm saying before 2000, all you had to do to pitch a movie was give a title that told you exactly what happens, and then get the craziest actors to do that, and Face Off is the... peak of that.
How do we make John Travolta and Nicolas Cage look like savant actors? Have them play each other playing each other.
Okay. Beautiful. My brain hurts.
Oh yeah, that's the point of Face Off.
So I guess that pop punk sound was really made possible by this production team called, and I'm not shitting you, The Matrix.
Yeah. Speaking of movies from before 2000 with...
Oof.
I think that came out in 2000.
It did? I made this mistake before. It is 2000.
It's 2000, I think, at least according to Google.
That's what they want.
So it's this team of three people, and if you were still holding strong for She's Not a Poser, let me just tell you, this production team also made Why Can't I by Liz Phair, So Yesterday by Hilary Duff.
These are
Whenever
just hits.
Think about you.
But like by pop stars.
When did Hilary Duff's music come out? That was later than 2002, wasn't it?
I think so,
because A Cinderella Story was 2004.
Right, and I just got it.
Hang on. Why did you know that A Cinderella Story was 2004?
Because that's when I saw it in theaters. This fucking weirdo. So,
yeah, he didn't see it before it came out in theaters.
Well, you think I'm going to fucking press screenings for a Cinderella
and
story?
I don't think they re-released it for Oscar contention the next year.
Chad Michael Murray deserved a nom. They also wrote songs for Christina Aguilera, Jason Mraz, Ashley Tisdale, Shakira, Britney Spears, and our queen Miranda Cosgrove.
All punks.
Wait. This really fucked me up. Do you know who they also made an entire album with? We have done a song by them on the podcast before.
Oh, I was going to guess Paris Hilton, so not that. We've done a song by them before.
Yes, and they are not a pop artist.
Shaggy.
Even crazier than Shaggy.
Korn.
Yes!
Oh, as soon as you said, I was like, who's the only thing crazier than Shaggy? Korn.
The logical progression.
So basically, the Matrix went into a studio and you're like, you need to scat more. Do a little bit of a Perfect.
Also, how did a production team called The Matrix not have anything to do with the Freak on a Leash music video heavily referencing The Matrix?
Who knows?
Although maybe that came out before The Matrix. Is The Matrix heavily referencing Korn?
Maybe it's
I wish I knew years.
Maybe it's like a Deep Impact Armageddon type deal where they both just had the same
parallel thinking.
Yeah.
I think those were on purpose, though.
Were they?
They're like studios.
In this house, we stand corn. We're not going to have any of this.
Corn seems fine.
Yeah. I like corn. You can call me a child of the corn.
I'm a real corn burp. No.
Corn burp?
I'm moving on.
Corn burp?
Number 10.
Let's never forget that.
I don't want to move on from that. I'm going to keep calling you corn burp
for
this episode.
Can I have that clip of that as a ringtone? Can
Absolutely.
I get that back to be my new text tone?
Yeah, on our Patreon, check it out.
Corn burp?
It peaked at number 10 on the Hot 100. It also received a Grammy nomination for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance at the 2003 Grammys,
a category
that was discontinued 1 year later.
Well, when you finish something, you just finish something, you know.
Right?
They don't want to. The third Godfather was a mistake, so they ended here after Godfather 2.
Well, she didn't win, though. The penultimate winner was actually Sheryl Crow, which, like, cool.
I love
Sheryl
Crow.
A song called Steve McQueen. which I have never heard. Have you heard that?
No.
I know a lot of her catalog, and I've never even heard it.
She's I've even seen her live, and I'm sure she's sang it. And I was like, what's this one?
She wrote
a song about the director of 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah, or the motorcycle-y guy.
No,
Yeah.
Why do they have the same name?
Because some people have the same name, Mio.
That's confusing.
Kind of like James Smith and James Smith.
Oh, yeah, those two, I've met them. They have the same name.
They're the same.
Guys, why don't you invite me when we hang out with James?
Because...
Oh, well, James's?
Well, the thing is, James loves you, but James can't stand you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard, tough talking to James about it because James gets all uptight.
I have one other thing to say, and this is such like a travesty, truly. In 2003... Paramount Pictures optioned the song for adaptation into a feature film.
What?
Incredible. Honestly, incredible. Honestly, I'm so poor, and this is a optioned feature film. Guys, I work so hard.
No, here's the thing. They still probably have those rights.
Yeah.
We need
to get on that project.
After 15 years, they're called wrongs. No one's happy about it, and while I was saying it, I was wish someone else was.
Kyle, that hurt me.
Yeah, I feel it in my knees, like I'm feeling the rain.
All right, so Marissa, I'm just going to play the guest intro backwards, and we'll do the rest of the podcast without a guest.
Oh, man, I wonder how many people have tried to jump on that script and found out that the rights were already optioned.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know what's happening, because they got David Zabel to adapt it, and then the film was going to focus on two teens from different backgrounds and the social constraints in which they find themselves. But as of April 2008, the film had been apparently abandoned. Or in development hell.
Oh, but as of April 2008, the film had been made 105 times in various other forms.
I mean, honestly, I would see this movie.
It's just Romeo and Juliet, but worse.
Yeah, it's kind of like someone, they found out about John Hughes and they were like, shoot. Yeah. they've been made this a lot already, huh?
Someone woke up from like a 30-year coma, heard this song, was like, that's it, and went straight to Paramount.
You know, it opened with, he's just a boy, she's just a girl. And I will say more around
it. And we can make it more
obvious. Let me make it just a little more obvious. He? Punk. Her? Well, she does ballet.
I mean, I could see it working like in a Shrek-type environment.
What do you mean?
Like... Well,
Shrek is like a cartoon. Shrek is a DreamWorks cartoon, and it's about a green ogre.
Okay.
And I mean, I feel like skater boys have Shrek energy. What did
they just
got say?
They got big Shrek energy.
Wow.
And,
BSE.
BSE. Which
Corn Burp has spoken.
Corn Burp says they're BSE. And is this what ASMR is?
I think so.
Okay, last thing I'll say.
Scanser boy.
Who's the donkey?
Stop.
Who's the donkey?
In my version?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be like a ragtag. Like it's a...
Yes, like unknown Eddie Murphy was the original donkey.
I think it's got to be, well, are you talking about the character? Because I feel like
who
of the
play
friends.
Them?
Oh, okay.
Why don't we just get Eddie Murphy? Is it a friend or is it the Skater Boy's ally? It has to be her ally, right?
I guess, Shrek has to be the Skater Boy.
Okay, so then Donkey's Skater Boy's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I think it's still Eddie Murphy.
Could be Eddie Murphy. I'm thinking I was going to say Jason Alexander, and then I was like, what? I don't know what I'm thinking, actually.
You know him and how you associate him with cool high schoolers.
Yes. We're going back in time. This is 2004, right? Back when he was a sprightly young boy?
Yeah, exactly. I think Brendan Fraser, and that's the last thing I'll say.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that would be good.
I say Jason Alexander, and that was too old, and you went Brendan Fraser.
But Brendan Fraser still seems kind of like he always plays at least dumb adults.
Yeah.
So they are adults.
Yeah.
No, but so he could play. Oh, they're adults?
No.
What's that? What?
Listen, I don't have any allegiances here. I'm just saying anything.
Right, we're actually legally not allowed to develop this film anymore because the rights to it have already been bought by Paramount Pictures.
Damn. You know, after a few years, they turn into wrongs.
Yeah. Nice. That's funny. You should write that down. I'll rewrite it down.
Thanks, man.
I'm just so happy you guys are saying these things because I've said so many dumb things already that you're really taking some heat off me.
Do you want to say another dumb thing?
Yeah, sure. Skater boy, am I like Scott what? No, thanks.
Damn, Miel, that's a classic joke.
Classic Miel.
I just feel like the past tense of skater is Scott. I skated here from class. It's like I scotted.
So if you,
is that why people are always like that skater kilt it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, because they're Scots.
Great Scott.
Yeah.
When someone says great Scott, that means like, hey, you did a great job skating in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be honest with you, Kyle. Sometimes you say a wordplay that's too clever and it takes me about 30 seconds to understand what you said.
Yeah.
At which point I'm too embarrassed to acknowledge I just got it.
Good for a podcast.
So if I'm not laughing at you, that's the only reason
why. That's okay. At least you're the first person not laughing at me to explain it to me and not just leave and ask for money back.
Oh, man.
You're welcome. Okay, last thing I'll say, not a fact, just a conspiracy theory. Is Avril the skater boy?
No.
Okay.
Wait, explain.
Hold
on. I think that she's writing about herself as if she's the guy. And I think a guy did this to
at
her.
At this time, was she... She was not married.
No, God, no. She was like 17, 18. She was a kid.
When
her
the
pants
song came
are
out.
Very baggy on the album cover.
Yeah, she was a skater.
She was the skater.
Like, I think she fell in love with a pretty boy who was like, you're a weird skater chick.
So do you think the song could have been skater, comma, boy? Like, she was a skater,
skater
boy.
Semicolon, boy.
Or maybe skater boy is like the fifth gender.
Maybe.
Don't ask me to name them all.
Man, woman, non-binary,
just, yeah.
Skater boy.
So they just scoat down to the end of the spectrum there?
Scoat. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Also, fuck you. You just said bi-mary.
I don't think I did.
Sure. Marissa, play it in slow motion.
Man, woman, non-binary, skater boy.
If I did, what I meant to say was, it's like by Felicia.
Yeah. Bi-mary.
Felicia on the gender spectrum, I follow someone by Felicia. Yeah.
This song's got me feeling loopy and we haven't even started listening.
What
to
I was
it
going
yet.
To say is the past tense of skate is probably scat.
Scott. Yeah, I mean tomato tomato. It's my Washington accent.
Hmm.
We scotted. We scotted down the ravine. I'm a transatlantic now. Sorry.
Transatlantic.
I'm so sorry. Should we play the song now?
Do we have to?
I mean, no, I guess we can just end the podcast. All right, see you guys.
So, okay, let's play it.
Oh my God. I feel like that scene in Pulp Fiction where you just shot adrenaline into our heart.
What song was that?
Skater Boy.
Oh.
Scott
Boy.
Levoyne.
It's Scott or Stapp.
Scott or Stapp.
Has to have one of the most recognizable like intros, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Even just to the... I'm like, oh, I know it's Skater Boy.
Woo!
So here's the fun part where we get to switch positions and I get to be the one who goes, I hate this song.
I'm so relieved. I'm so tired of getting shit for being the negative one.
I mean... I don't think I'll get any shit because I'm a man.
And once again, remember, I told everyone, no tweets.
No tweets.
Absolutely zero tweets ever again.
I will report every tweet.
Yeah, he will. He's serious. He's holding his phone.
I will report every tweet. I will say that you're online calling men scum and it'll get you kicked off the internet
it's
forever.
It's true.
It's like, I can enjoy the song. I can enjoy anything. I'm charming. But.
I am, again, a man.
Look, I'm
a
gift.
I've never felt a lie like that.
No, but it's just like, when I listen to this song, all I can think is, why did we love this? And it's like, there's very few songs that we've covered on this podcast where everyone already knows the words. This is definitely going to be one of them.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like, listening to this, I didn't go, okay, time to reanalyze the lyrics. I was just kind of like, wait, what's happening with this music?
You know what's crazy is I listened to it and immediately reanalyzed the lyrics, and I've been thinking about them for a day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, what about the music do you not like?
It's just so, I don't know, maybe it's a symptom of having heard this song forever, but it just feels so like someone hit auto on like a sequencer, and it's like, this is what came out.
It just sounds too general and like cliche
too generic,
to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And
no,
I don't
fair.
Know if that's like, it's like when people are like, oh, I don't like Citizen Kane, but it's like because every movie you've seen after that was inspired by that.
I would say this is probably not like Citizen Kane.
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I don't want to go
say?
Too far.
I mean, I've never seen it, so. Right. I can't
but I do
speak
know what
it.
You mean, where it's like if this is the thing that everything else is based off of, right. You don't enjoy it as much.
Well,
like
let me
Bullet
make
Time
better...
and movies from The Matrix.
Exactly.
And Freak on a Leash.
Or yeah. Star Wars, which I believe this is the pop punk equivalent of.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
I totally see what you're saying. And I agree with you, honestly. But I think that for me, it's like a familiarity that endears me to the song. And then also being someone that was a huge fan of pop punk.
Sure.
It just butters my bread.
What it makes me think of is being in, I want to say, definitely fourth grade, because you were in seventh, and being on a bus at my daycare.
That's our age difference, just so you know.
Wow, and you guys have anything to talk about?
No.
That's why we do a podcast.
No.
We need a thing.
With these two life experiences, did you even remember?
Count them. 1, 2, 3 years between us.
I know, yeah. Wow.
And by the way, totally different people. I was a punk, she did ballet.
What more can we say?
I don't Nothing. Know. That and more tonight at 9.
Yeah.
Does this come out at 9?
It does come out at 9, okay. In some time zone. But anyway, it was like me on the bus. I feel like I might have told this story with another song, but it's just like so many songs from this period. I just remember being on a bus at a daycare going somewhere, like maybe to like a pool where we'd swim on Fridays.
You said fourth grade and then daycare.
Correct.
Yeah, the fourth grade daycare bus to the pool.
I thought daycare, I'm sorry, I'm from such a small community, I thought daycare was for kindergarten and under.
No.
Okay, my mistake. No. Continue.
But yeah, just going to a pool on Fridays with a bunch of kids and being like, he was a punk, she, like, singing this entire song.
Wow,
sing
that's
so many
crazy
songs.
To me.
Yeah.
So you associate like, this, you hate this song because you associate it with positive memories?
No, I just, that's not why I hate it. I just think it's a bad song, but I also can enjoy it. I just, I don't think... No, that's just what I think of when I hear this song. Like,
the
that's the time period it reminds me of.
Did anyone pull your pants down at the pool?
No.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it's just one of those out-of-nowhere questions that also doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, you know, when you're wearing a tankini and everyone calls you brown nipples for a year.
Sure, yeah, you got a list of things to say on the podcast.
And that depends on which year.
Right, depends on which year.
Yeah, before you became
tankini.
Diner plate nipples.
Diner plate nipples?
It's not real. This is all a joke.
Right.
I'm kidding.
I believe you.
Well, diner plate nipples is so specific. Like, if someone said, that person has already thought that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They came in ready to say diner plate nipples.
Yeah, no, they're Carlos Mencia now.
Ooh.
Were they back then?
Carlos Mencia
Jr. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I feel like you're right, but to me, this is like a... It tastes like a little champagne before I go out. This guitar riff just coming in, I'm like, yeah, it's familiar and it's boring, but I like it. Which is a bad analogy because I actually don't drink. But when I did drink,
yeah,
that's how it felt.
It feels like the. Have you seen that video? I think it's Axis of Awesome where they do that thing where it's like
four chords.
This is like that's all I can hear.
Oh yeah, I think there's one weird chord in here before she goes to the chorus, but we'll get there.
I'm okay. I'm kind of forgiving of us all, our brains being tricked by the same music over and over again.
Sure.
I'm just like, that's fine. Just trick me into endorphins or whatever.
Exactly.
Just trick me.
Give me that dopamine. I don't care.
I want to be tricked. Like how a lot of pop music sounds the same and like a lot of pop punk was the same sort of like progressions. I don't care. Trick me. When I hear this, the music part of this music, you know, when someone tells it, because like the lyrics, don't get me started on the lyrics. I hate them. When the music part, though, you know when someone tells a joke and it's funny and then the joke keeps going and it's not funny and then the joke comes out the other side and is funny?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now with this song. I'm back to being like, I'm happy this is on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By midpoint, you'll be changing your mind.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, this is like over 20 years, not just during this podcast. I'm not going through that progression right now.
I was like, oh, wow, real quick. All you had to do was hear it.
Okay, I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go.
All righty.
Hit me with this. Oh,
yes,
you
could.
Yeah, you could. You could also make it more inclusive.
That take down skater person.
Skater person.
Skater folk.
I mean, yeah, all correct. Mm. They could certainly be more obvious.
So maybe she isn't rhetorically asking. Maybe she's honestly like, I need help with the lyrics. I'm one.
How can I make it more obvious? Also, it's so heteronormative.
Yeah.
Like, are they straight? I guess would be my next question.
Unless she's the skater boy.
Right. I think she is, truthfully.
The thing, it's like, that's such a weird, is that just to be like, it's pretty clear what I'm about to say. They liked each other because he was a boy and she was a girl.
She's taking a tactic often with early 2000s hip hop, which is a lot of the lyrics being about what's happening while they're making the song.
Mm.
Would they be like, I'm here in the studio, here comes the next line. Like, she's like, here's
moving
the first
the
line, remember the last line I just said? And she's just, I mean, it's like making all your periods in your essay for school Courier font size 14. Yeah. We're just in here filling space, Av.
Mm-hmm.
So specific, yeah. So true.
Double space.
Right.
I'm going to give her some credit here, because I actually think this is a really full, small line length story song. So I think for her to just get straight to it, to be like, listen, I don't have a lot of words to spare here. Boy, girl, you get it. Let's move on.
Mm.
I kind of get it. I think in terms of craft, it's pretty tight. Like, I think they did a great job of just making a very tight pop song with, like, punk-ish production. But in terms of, like, craft and ingenuity or originality or any kind of art, yeah, I totally see your point.
Yeah.
This does sound like something you found on GarageBand.
And it's just, like, I think even just the rhythm of it where it's just da, 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 da. I'm like, switch it up at all.
You see, I was into that, what you were just doing. I was like, that's fun.
Was that the fun? fucking song you walk out to a graduation?
That was this song. That was not Vitamin C's Graduation.
No, come on, the classical one.
Pachelbel's Cannon.
Pachelbel's Cannon. Punkabel's Cannon. Hey-o.
Oh, I was like, what are you saying? Taco Bell Cannon.
Taco Bell, the most dangerous sporting event halftime show. Oh. The Taco Bell Cannon.
Taco Bell Cannon.
Shredded chicken mini quesadilla coming at you.
A Crunchwrap Supreme could kill a kid.
It really could.
Teenager.
But hey, Punkabel's Cannon is like a great opportunity.
It's just
for a female punk singer to make it a punk version.
What do you mean? What's the singing?
I mean, you don't need to have singing to have punk.
You do need to
distort
a
guitar
to be a punk singer.
Nah, just a punk version. Punkabel. Okay. It's Punkabel. Hey, I'm a girl, so I'm a bell. I'm a punk. Punkabel, and it's Pachelbel's Cannon. Listen, I think it's funny. And
yeah, I don't see what 4, single 000... flaw you see in this plan
you
where
said
you're calling
singer.
Her out on all this stuff.
I might have.
Maybe she meant P-S-I-N-G-E-R. Which is a thing I don't know about. Maybe she meant this word I just made
You're
up.
You're right.
I thought it would be a word by the time I got to the end.
I forgot that sometimes you can make up a word to mean another thing. I apologize, Mio.
Thank you. I think that it rules and it rocks and it slaps and it rips and I like it.
Damn.
Yeah,
all those
I
things.
Think it's fun.
And also the guitar going, yeah. You know, like it just did.
Do you know how it sounds?
In the background, it was doing that. It was like, and then the little high one was like, he was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it? Hear that? Yeah, there's like the chugs, and there's like the
Yeah.
I like the hands. I like the chugs, though, too. I like the chugga chugs.
You keep describing it with these onomatopoeias that I couldn't possibly understand what you're saying.
I went to college for music.
Yeah.
And they call them chugs?
Yes.
All right. That's my bad.
You don't go to Juilliard and walk away with normal terms for things.
Sure. Did you go to Juilliard?
I did not.
Correct.
No, but you don't go to Juilliard and walk away with normal terms for things.
None of us went to Juilliard
and walked away with normal terms for things.
I am banned from Juilliard for saying that my favorite song is Switch by Will Smith. They
He's
said
not lying.
Preemptively, you cannot come here.
They sent you a letter, a cold letter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't know how they got my address.
Right, that's, you know, self-addressed.
And this was last year. I was already out of college.
I'm a grown man.
It was rude.
Okay, then what? Okay, so she can definitely make it more obvious.
Well, let's hope that she does.
He was a boy. She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk.
That bass drum. Into that.
Okay, there's like a tone that kind of feels like I'm gonna shit myself every time it happens.
It's like one person playing timpani.
Yeah, what is it? It's a drum, you think?
Yeah,
it kind of sounds like it's just bass to me, just being like wow.
Because I don't think
second.
It's playing like an actual
note.
Yeah.
It's like a frequency.
It just feels like a boom. It feels like the like thus spoke Zarathustra, like the boom 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 boom.
What
boom.
The fuck
kid
did
the
you
kid
just
is
say?
In the back
That's
of
the
high school
from
band just smacking
2001
both
a Space
them.
Odyssey.
What's it called?
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
You're not speaking English.
I am. No. Not. It's German.
Oh, well, you're not speaking English. No, you're right. We agree. We both agree.
Thus sprach Zarathustra, I think it's also called.
Keep going. Keep going.
So yeah, that's definitely an inspiration for her here.
Oh, I mean, like I said.
This song came out in 2002, though.
Ooh, hey, wait, say it one more time.
But it took a year to make.
Right, because of 9/11.
Hmm?
What was the name of the song?
Corn Burp.
No. The song.
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
There spoke.
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
Thus spoke they're a punkstra, a punk singer.
All right, here we go.
I knew what she wanted from it, and I just let it happen.
You,
I
was like, thank you.
Yeah. You just let me do
it. I was like, she's going to make him repeat it till she gets punk in there.
I have a problem.
You could have made it way more obvious. Yeah. Let me just say that.
I love that she first says, can I make it any more obvious? And then the next line ends with, what more can I say?
I want the entire
once again,
song to
once
just
once again,
be...
she's doing 2.2 space between her lines here to fill the lyrics out.
This is the very, 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 very...
This is a Helvetica Nue medium to take up some more space.
Kerning is like 2 points.
Oh, yeah. Kerning. She's handwriting.
She put her document
kerning.
Into fucking Photoshop, man.
Hold on. The margins on this paper are very large.
4 inches. Yeah.
She saved a document as a JPEG so it would just show up as corrupt and she
Ooh,
didn't have to write the paper.
Smart.
You guys are so much better than cheating than I am. I can't even play this riff because I'm like, No, guys, it's only 1.5 space. The teacher said.
You're just like, her roommate told on her and made her write the paper.
Yeah, it is weird that she's like stalling for time right in the beginning of her own song.
Although, it also kind of feels very Shakespearean in that I feel like this is her, like, if you do, I don't want to get all pretentious here. If we truly
yes,
compare this to.
It would certainly be, it certainly has not happened in this sentence yet.
I mean.
But I do want to know how it's Shakespearean.
Citizen Kane, Space Odyssey, and now William Shakespeare, the three things I've compared Skater Boy to in less than a full verse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
But I do hate this song.
I hate all those things, too. My favorite song is Switch.
Finish your sentence.
Your theory is that Avril is a Skater Boy. My theory is that this is a rewrite of Romeo and Juliet with a happier ending.
Aha!
Is it? Okay, so, but...
Wait, it's not a happy ending, though.
No, well, it's a happy ending. If you consider this to be straightforward point of view, it's a happy ending for Avril Lavigne, but also the pettiest song ever.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so petty.
So petty. I keep forgetting what I was going to say because I'm like, wait, no,
your
I have a
riff. Your theory is that it's Romeo and Juliet with a happier ending.
Yes, but I also, I think it's like West Side Story, where it's like, it's a happy ending, but it is just like, instead of killing one or both of them, only one
spoiler!
For Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
I'm
man,
sorry.
It'd be so funny to be mad about Romeo and Juliet getting spoiled for you now. That's the funniest person ever.
Yeah.
What
happened to that person who tweeted at us?
I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, in the same way, it's like only one of them gets punished.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, instead of both of them dying.
Wow, like, again, fucking spoiler, man.
Yeah, sorry.
See, I just told you I haven't read it.
But here's something about, you know, I don't want to contradict your theory this early in the
song. Oh, you really should. It's going to fall apart in a second.
The thing is... There's three main characters at play in this song. There's if you're saying straightforward interpretation, it's Avril Lavigne, it's the Skater Boy, and it's this other girl.
We have a narrator
and her friends.
Her friends don't matter because her friends don't take a stand.
Mm. Her friends
they
do.
Yes, they do.
They are the reason.
No, they go to the show and they know about the show. And they already have the tickets.
You're forgetting a line.
But
they
had
a problem with his baggy clothes.
That's true, but it doesn't matter.
It does.
Kyle's trying to make a point.
Get to it, but all of her friends stuck up their nose. That's the same as, do you bite your thumb at me,
well,
sir?
But I don't understand. She shouldn't let her friends influence who she wants to date.
Correct.
And I think Avril is too mean to the girl who didn't get with this guy.
We are
this
getting
guy
way
and this girl,
out of ourselves.
Yeah, I know we are. But I told you I was jumping the gun with it. We'll get back to it.
Let's just put a pin in our fight. And then revisit it in about 3 minutes.
I just think no one's right here.
I am. Burp
no,
corn
not
over
of
here.
Us. I mean in the song.
Oh, yeah. Skater Boy seems... Well, actually, no, you're... Well, we'll get there.
You know what I think? I think that we've both been right for so long, it's turned into a wrong. He wanted her, bah, 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 bah. It happens again right here.
I love it.
That part's dope.
Ugh. Why does that whatever bass note sound like a loud car outside?
Yes, it sounds like a car or like a weird horn that just ran through.
Do they wear their ballet clothes to school? Everyone was wearing baggy clothes in 2002.
She's wearing baggy clothes on the cover. It's crazy.
I mean, the girl and her friends who have the problem with skates, do they wear, what clothes are they wearing to school? Because I know their pants zip off into shorts.
No, their pants don't. They're wearing skinny jeans.
Were skinny jeans popular in 2002?
Just starting to become.
Were they the ones with no pockets on the back?
I will retract and rephrase. I think it was the end of flares and the beginning of skinnies.
Okay, that's the context.
I recall. Yeah. But... definitely baggy jeans were like a loser thing this time.
Maybe I just didn't want to admit I was
a loser.
It's like, no, all the cool kids were also wearing pants that zip off into shorts and Big Dogs t-shirts.
Not at this time.
Okay.
That was sunsetting out by 2000. So, okay. What instrument is that?
The thing in the song, it's a guitar, but I was trying to recreate it. And I was like, it sounds like a faraway horn to me,
like an ice cream truck that's like generic off brand,
or like someone who went on Pimp My Ride and got a custom horn and they don't like it. But
it's so funny. Bah, bah.
Can you imagine Exhibit pimping someone's ride because they love
Skater
Boy?
Got his El Camino pimped. It would have that in
absolutely,
it.
And he definitely drives an El Camino.
And it doesn't really translate to a podcast like audio wise how actually upset that guitar riff made you during listening to the song, but it was incredible. I want everyone to know that you're like, I hate that part, and it sounds like you're just like saying I hate it. He was not looking at either of us, and he was mad.
That's the thing. Like, in re-listening to this song for this episode, I was like, no, I know all these lyrics, but then I was listening to the music, and I truly was like, wait, did I grab the wrong version? Because I had not noticed any of this stuff This horn is so funny to me, but it's also just insane.
Infuriating, it sounds like.
Your palate has matured.
This is your Come On Eileen, I think.
Maybe, but I don't...
Do you hate Come On Eileen?
I hate Come On Eileen.
I don't get that. But it's like, maybe it is.
So what did she say?
She said he wanted her, she'd never tell, but secretly she wanted him as well, but all of her friends stuck up their nose. They had a problem with his baggy clothes.
Of all the things to have a problem with, his baggy clothes doesn't feel like even top 10.
Right.
No, not a...
Maybe
not
like he's a loser, by whatever definition they use.
He skates.
He's, I don't know, fucking ugly.
Do you have anything in common with him? You know, stuff like that. That's stuff I would ask.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, he lives really far away and you won't hang out with us as much.
Maybe
if
he's the only
guy,
he actually, he has a razor scooter instead of a skateboard.
But it has to rhyme with nose.
Okay, his favorite song is Kiss from a Rose.
Not a bad, that's fine.
That would be pretty weird to me. The guy's like, baby, oh, I love that song. I'd be like, nah.
I'd be like, you seem fun. That's a fun, you seem
In 2002,
simple.
You would have?
I'd be like, you seem simple. That's
simple.
Nice.
That's a high praise.
Praise. I just
love this guy. He's so simple.
Yeah. He's so uncomplicated.
Right. I like to think of him as something from IKEA with no direction.
Hell yeah.
He's a real...
No direction. That's a great reason why you would say don't date him.
He's a real mom.
There you go.
He's a burnout. He did
he's
his class.
He's a real mom.
Yeah. That's an IKEA table.
He comes from a broken home. You should see his mom.
A fun thing about Demi is that he knows way too many names of IKEA furniture.
Because I worked at IKEA, and also I love the shit.
Isn't there one lamp that's just called, like, Nope or something like that? It's
probably.
Just the cone
Demi,
lamp.
Name every piece of furniture you know from IKEA.
Poang. Malm. All right.
Liar.
What? That's it.
Demi's trying to seem cool on the pod, but it's fine.
Am I trying to seem cool by naming more than I know or naming less than I know?
Less
What's
than
the
you
cool
know?
Amount of IKEA stuff off the
yeah.
top of your head?
More than
I'm just
zero
asking
or
for
less
a friend.
Than
I think Demi knows 15. I think he's holding out on us. I think we
wow.
have a skater boy situation happening in real
Look,
life.
Look, if you want to hear me list some more, you're going to have to subscribe to our Patreon. our episode next week will be 2 hours of me naming things from
it's
IKEA.
It's P and then A with two dots above it, and
yes.
then T-R-E-O with two dots.
It sure is.
And then, wait, they had a problem with his baggy clothes. Wow! Right, okay.
Okay, Hall.
That's judgmental.
No, what?
To have a problem with their baggy clothes right away.
Yeah, it feels a little classist also. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, who's to say that he just wasn't still wearing clothes from 2000?
Yes.
Who's to say he didn't get shrunk?
Shrunk.
Yeah, who's to say? It's
he
probably one of those two things.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, some hand-me-downs, or maybe his body was shrunk.
Look, maybe he got
a chemical procedure. Maybe they're trying to make Captain America and they froze at
yes.
the early part where he was very tiny.
He's the beta for Captain America.
I think the real issue with this coming out in 2002 and these being the lyrics is that skate culture was unbelievably popular and, dare I say, mainstream at this time. So for them to be like, what a loser, he's
right.
a skater. I'm like, no, that was kind of the opposite of what was happening.
Yeah,
actually.
Skaters were the cool kids.
They were so cool.
I wonder if him being a skater was not meant to be the bad part about it for that reason. And it's like the baggy clothes were the part where it's like, oh, that's what we
So maybe they're the actual people, like they are in the wrong for thinking all of this about him.
Oh, I think definitely they're supposed to be, but like what a petty way to frame it.
So who's are the friends the villain of the song?
I think yes, but also it's weird because it sort of frames the woman as the villain for
she's complicit
being but being essentially peer pressured into not liking this guy.
Yeah,
as if that's not a.
I think it's just a missed opportunity on her part. I don't know if she's to blame because she doesn't hate his clothes or hate him for
no.
it. It's just sad for her, and I feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her too, especially because being a teenage girl, peer pressure is the most important
and
thing.
And I don't like
sure.
how immediately she's just painted as like, oh, now she just got a kid at home. What a loser.
I don't feel
getting
bad.
Getting ahead of ourselves, Kyle.
Sorry.
I don't feel bad for any person involved in this story, to be honest, because I don't think she lost out, and I don't think I think everyone's
right, it seems
fine.
To have worked out pretty well for everybody in the end.
Completely
fine. The song is someone in the song forms this band Sum 41.
Ooh, yeah.
Avril's ex-husband.
Oh, did they break up?
Well, a long time ago. She's since been married to Chad Kroeger.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the other way
around. They were just getting in too deep.
What?
That's a song. All killer, no filler on this podcast.
Whom? Yeah.
Whom?
Slim Shady.
Whom? Never heard of him.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
If someone's like, some 40, do you like some 41? You go, whom? It's the biggest change in like the grammar and intelligence brought to a conversation possible is I bring up some 41, you use the proper who, whom. We are not communicating.
Whom?
Sorry, just had to flex a little knowledge on y'all.
With whom do you listen to some 41's fat lip?
I'm sorry, whomst?
Whomst? He was a skater boy, she said, see you later. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth. There's the part of the song that I like.
What?
She needed to come the that run, I'm like,
but you hate when the guitar sounds like that?
I don't like the guitar part. I just like her voice and the For some reason, something about that part makes me go like, that's nice.
I think that's a chord that's not in the four you were referring to earlier. I think that's an unexpected chord there.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why you like that part.
Maybe. I just want something I can't predict.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, I'm like, wait, who is Avril in this story?
I don't think
she's talking
Avril's
shit.
Not in the story.
Yeah, though. I think she's the Muses.
Yeah, but she just said she had a pretty face, but her head was up in
space.
Yeah,
I wonder what she's referring to
here. Like,
that's
a judgment.
Yes.
That's not an observation.
Why was her head in space? She's just a woman who doesn't like this other guy.
I feel like it's
just full of herself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Wait,
she's so full of herself, it's pushed her head up into outer space?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that is kind of a good point. Because when you say, like, your head's in space, I'm like, oh, you're, like, a kind of a space case.
Right. Well, to me, that sounds like he's like, do you like me? And she's like, I like flowers or something. You know what I mean?
It's
like she's, like, just doing something
maybe
else.
It's
yes,
like
exactly.
Her head is so full of hot air that, like, a hot air balloon, it's been lifted
it
up into
space. It floated away.
Yeah.
Is that an expression?
What?
If head full of hot air?
I think so. Blur, like, blowing hot air.
Yeah, now I'm second-guessing every expression I've ever heard.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Looks like the hot air's on the other foot.
Okay, he was a skater boy, also hilarious to me, as I've never heard them called skater boys, ever.
No.
This is the only time I've ever heard that. Otherwise, it's just skaters.
This is a song written by two dads.
This is why it's maybe skater, comma, boy.
Skater boy?
He was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy. I said. Oh, she wasn't good enough for her.
It's almost like foghorn skatehorn you're doing right there for a second.
I say. Hey, do you know what
try it. Do it.
Hey, do you know what Foghorn Leghorn's favorite berry is?
Kyle?
No, I don't.
Acai. Let's take an ad break. And we're back.
The worst part is you have done that before.
No, I know. I'm going to do it every 23 episodes or so.
I used to host I was the judge on an adult spelling bee for like this charity spelling bee all the time, and I had never heard that word pronounced.
Acai?
And I called it acai.
And you were the judge?
I said it in Brooklyn. And because I was like, your word is acai. I would like give them the words. And then people booed. Like, I was like, I said, like, a slur was their word or something.
No.
People were so mad.
In L.A., that is a slur.
Right. It was and I was like, I'm at work right now running a spelling bee. I obviously can't afford accented fruits.
Who boos at a spelling bee?
Everyone who works for Warby Parker in 2017.
Yeah. No, that's
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to put them on blast.
It's the Holy Trinity. Warby Parker in Brooklyn at a spelling bee. You were never going to survive.
I know.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I didn't mean to derail us with the acai. Discussion.
No, I don't think we've ever been on the rail, so it's okay.
Nah.
Unless it was like a 50-50 grind. Anyway.
Ooh.
Thanks.
You're killing it with the segues now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, can't top that.
Really
gonna go.
I think that this entire song was written around the rhyme of skater boy and see you later boy.
No.
I think it was all written around skater later. I don't even think skate. I think skater
boy later.
Because boy is the same word as boy.
That's true.
Oh, my God. That's such a good observation.
I actually typed in my phone to make sure on the way here.
Skater, later, different.
Yeah.
Boy, same.
I think skater and later rhymed, and they made an album.
He wasn't good enough for her. Like, okay. I'm just like, I'm not. She said, do I need to explain it? That's not what she said. She said, can I make it any more obvious? And she said, that other thing.
What more can I say?
She said, thank you. One more time, I got this. She said, can I make it any more obvious? I can't talk.
She said, can I make it any more obvious?
Yes. And what more can I say?
Yes.
And then she just goes straight from saying, they had a problem with his baggy clothes to he wasn't good enough for her. I'm like, yo, you could have said a lot more.
I
didn't get that from that.
I think the thing is, we are under... estimating how baggy these clothes are. Because they have to be like, I'm imagining he's walking around with like fumigation tents on his legs.
Yeah, no, it's like that Missy Elliott costume.
Yes, exactly.
Deflated.
Absolutely that. He's got hammer pants, and even then they're a size too large.
Okay. It's a hammer onesie.
And they're not reusable baggy.
No.
He looks like a plastic black bag, like a sumo wrestler costume, but deflated.
He looks like if the wind gets a little too strong, he will fly away.
Right, so maybe that's just what she's worried about, is she doesn't want to commit to somebody who can be taken aback by the wind and kill a turtle.
She's not into flying squirrels. Right. I like that they give her, she had a pretty face, though.
I think that's like the one thing Avril's trying to be like, oh, I'm not that mean.
But is she holding that against her?
Kind of.
Do you think she's like, she skated by on her, pearl skated by? Do you think she's like, she got by on her pretty face? Like that sort of pretty face?
It does feel like, the way she says it too, there does feel like there's some resentment there. And it reminds me somewhat of Misery Business.
I was going to say, I think it's the same thing of like, this bitch.
Who, yeah. Right.
Like, because this entire song feels like a revenge thing, but it feels like a revenge fantasy. Well, this supports your theory. Written by the skater boy.
Yeah.
Just being like, ha, ha, I'm famous now, so fuck you. You're an idiot, huh? You should have never hated my baggy clothes.
Come to my show you saw about on MTV, where they tell you about local music shows.
Ooh. No, okay, well, we'll get to that.
Well, we can get to it now.
Oh, I guess that's true. Let's. 5 years from now, she sits at home, feeding the baby, she's all alone. She turns on TV.
I love it.
The guitar goes insane here.
I love it.
I love the music. I will
you
keep saying
that.
I like the music. I don't understand the timeline. 5 days?
5 years.
Oh, she said years?
Yeah. Kyle, 5 years from now, she sits at home.
So she is
feeding the baby. She's all alone.
So she's had the baby. If she, it depends on how she's feeding it. But I take this as like infant, like breastfeeding when someone's feeding.
She's just throwing kernels of corn.
She's doing that thing where they throw the cheese on the face.
She's preparing a nice pot roast for this stuffy little infant who is like dishing out Michelin stars.
Okay, this is where I really start to get kind of pissed.
Sure.
That, I mean, she hasn't explicitly said like, oh, what a fucking loser. But it's framed very much like, so it turns out she made the wrong choice and here she is. A single mom feeding a baby.
Yes. This is definitely like a reflection of the attitudes of the time and would not fly at all now.
Yeah, this fucking sucks, Avril.
Yeah.
Or
what
the,
a loser
the Matrix.
Raising her kid.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, that sucks that she's actually like, you know, feeding her kid with her fucking body.
Yeah.
And also, she's all alone suggests that it's like she's only alone romantically because she immediately talks to her friends soon after that.
And has a baby.
Yeah.
Right. So actually, she's not alone. There's two
of them
right
there.
No,
but you're alone until you have a man.
Correct.
Is what I'm getting from this.
Correct.
No matter how many people are in your life, if none of them are a skating husband, you are alone.
I like to believe it's like she has a husband, but he's just away. And so they're like, she's all alone. Poor lady.
Yeah, he had like a late meeting.
He's also in the band.
Also, she has a TV. She's doing great. Feeding her baby. She's relaxing.
Do you have cable?
Yes.
Do you have cable?
No.
I've never had cable. My entire adult life. So honestly, having TV sounds like you're killing it.
She's MTV also.
MTV, so, that's network, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, well, it's cable.
It's cable,
she's
man.
She's paying for specific channels. This is not just she's got an antenna outside. She's doing fine.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the nameless.
This stupid, lonely loser.
This is getting ahead. Spur of the moment, she tags along to a concert. She's got the kind of Skrilla to go see a guy.
Get a concert day
who
of.
Is
concert
on,
take a day of.
Yes, day of.
And a babysitter!
Oh, what? She's doing great.
Maybe she's part of that club.
This song
Stop.
Is turning out
it's 2002.
Pretty great for the woman, and it seems like...
She doesn't have a name!
Right, which is pretty good. She's not going to get doxxed. Well, Skater Boy.
That's because you get a name when you marry them.
Correct.
Yeah, Mrs. Skater Boy.
If she had married him, yes.
Ms. Boy?
Miss Boy.
Scott Head Boy.
Now he's got that big diner he runs in North Hollywood.
Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's Big Boy.
Stop. Having you two together, I did not anticipate was going to be the riff off of the century.
This podcast, a real riff off. It's people asking for their money back.
Is that the Nicolas Cage sequel?
Riff off?
That's what Riff off is what Scooby Doo thinks it's called.
Riff off! I want to do your riff off!
Okay, so what happens next? And also, the guitar rules here. Sorry, I did never say that. The guitar Skater fucking rules here.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
They're like, we need to give a little something extra. It's first two. Boop, boop, beep, boop. She calls up her friends. They already know. And they've all got tickets to see the show. She tags along. Stands in the crowd. Looks up at the man. And she turned down. That drum solo is so fun.
I hate it.
I like the part where her friends all bought tickets behind her back to see the guy she wouldn't get with in concert.
That's so fucked up, right?
It's so fucked up.
Hey, did you guys see
Skater Boy?
Bam is playing a concert. Oh, yeah, we saw and we're all already going without you. You know us, your friends.
Yeah.
The same friends from high school, presumably.
Yeah. In their defense, she's got a baby. They might have been like, she doesn't need this pressure.
Yeah, that's like the shittiest thing you could do to a friend that just had a baby. We're not going to invite her to stuff anymore.
Right.
That
just
is
keep
true.
Inviting her even if she can't go.
Right. That's like the way you can support a friend.
And the weirdest part to me is it seems like it's not they already know. Like, it's not them keeping the secret of, hey, we're going to this concert. It's them keeping the secret of, we know that your ex is a superstar now. We are not going to talk about it, but we are going to be so invested in his career that we have tickets to see.
And also, you haven't found out until today.
Correct.
Okay, but I will say, assuming they're frenemies, which it sounds like they actually are, I could see not telling could have been Mrs. Skater Boy. Because I probably would be feeling an enormous amount of shame that I had dissuaded her from dating him. At this point.
Yeah.
So I probably would want her to not know that he was A, famous, and B, I'm now a fan. I mean, that's like...
We're still a fan.
Ooh.
You think they were always fans and they were trying to dissuade
Maybe
her because...
they all had crushes on him.
Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, that plays.
Maybe it's like...
Are you writing a fan fiction right now?
No. I'm thinking it.
Maybe it's like they didn't want her to date him, so they picked a very shitty excuse because they were just struggling. Just like, yeah, it's closer to bag. That's why we hate him. And then if she didn't date him, then he would be motivated to go on to greatness out of spite.
So they're really, their alliances were with him.
They were like, this guy's really fucking good at guitar. We cannot let her Yoko Ono this motherfucker.
I hate that expression.
I'm aware. Hey, it's not me. I'm talking from the position of these terrible little ladies.
Oh, you're cosplaying.
I'm cosplaying as an awful person.
Cunt-splaying.
26 years in a row now.
It's called irony. Read about it.
I'm like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Okay. Call for zero. Guys, it's your show. She tags along.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah, she tags along, stands in the crowd, looks up at the man that she turned down. Didn't really turn him down because that's
they never dated.
Yeah, that suggests that he made some sort of
move on her.
Yes,
which I don't think he did.
But he liked her, and she just wouldn't admit she liked him. So it sounds like he had admitted that he liked her.
Oh my god! But if you counted those as refusals every time those happened, how many of those would you have?
By the way, the so-called nice guys do count that as refusals.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Whom?
The. Ugh. You can't just keep dropping hoons on us.
You can't.
Whom are you? It's already punched up now.
Oh, that's fun. The whom.
That's good.
I love the whom.
Yeah, I got one joke today, and that's it. You're welcome.
That's okay. I'm going to steal it.
You can have it. It's for free. It's your
oh,
treat
you
for doing our podcast.
You didn't copy wrong that one?
I love it. Did we ever talk about the fact that she says, she doesn't say bye or like, no, she says, see you later, boy, suggesting that there is a future for them.
Yeah. Oh.
Unless it's like, see you later.
Yeah, but that is a
You don't
not...
say see you later to someone you never intend on seeing
Boy.
Again. You say, have a nice life.
Yeah, or bye.
Or if you're really mad at them, have a bad life.
Yeah. Those are the three options.
Those are the three options.
Bye. Have a nice life. Have a bad life. Or see you later.
Don't hold this in and write about it.
Hey, I hope you don't become a superstar. All right, bye.
This is also, well, I guess... I don't know if we've gotten here yet, but it's very meta, right? This is like Tenacious D tribute because this is the song that he wrote about
is
her.
It?
Yeah, because he met a girl. You're saying it's meta?
Well, it's saying, I guess it's not confirmed, but it sounds like the song that we're listening to right now is Skater Boy's like song.
If it is, then it's weird to me because that means that Skater Boy is the guy in her band and that she's just writing a song with the guy she's dating who's in her band.
I think she talks about how they're writing the song. Isn't it come
the
up?
Song yeah, that we wrote, end. Yeah.
And I guess that's...
So either, there's two theories. This is his song and he's not the lead singer of his own band, which they never said he
the
was.
The song is coming from inside the band.
They see him on MTV in the background.
Right. Avril Lavigne's like guitarist.
Yeah.
Or there is a... unknown song by Skater Boy that also details the same thing.
Yeah, it's just two different pieces of work about one scenario.
Yeah.
But if the boy's singing it, it feels so much more hateful.
Well, it depends. If the boy is singing a different song, we don't know what the tone of that one is. This one seems insane.
Right, maybe it's Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, no, it probably is Hey There, Delilah.
Yeah. No, they said rocking.
Oh, you don't think Plain White Tees rocked?
I do not think anyone would describe...
You don't think Hey There Delilah rocks?
No, I do not.
Wow, shots fired.
Wouldn't describe it as a rocker, a ripper, a slapper, any sort of a banger.
Wow. No.
So that's
not
what it's
even
like in New York City.
Yeah, real cold.
Listen, when you fuck up saying acai at a spelling bee.
Yeah.
Acai, acai, acai.
How did we get here again?
Why did that one?
How did we get here?
That's what we should have a clip of David Byrne saying that just to be like, all right, let's stop the riffing.
This is not my beautiful riff.
This is not my beautiful
podcast.
When was it ever beautiful?
The riffing heads.
Okay. Same as it ever was.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
This is a complex to think about the Skater Boy lyrical cinematic universe.
Yeah, no,
where these all lead.
There could be at least two songs in this universe.
I do kind of like the idea that this is like
a
meta. Yeah, because it's funny. It sort of feels like she placed herself in the story in a very meta way in the beginning, and it's like, oh,
she was a narrator.
But then for her to be in the story and taking advantage of the protagonist by the end is just so fucking
weird.
She's
Humpert Humpert.
From Lolita?
She's the narrator, and we're trusting her testimonial about what has happened.
And Skater Boy
even though
is
it's
a
very flawed,
tiny
and Skater
girl.
Boy's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He was a skater boy. She I said, see you later, boy. He was a good
enough
for her. Now he's a superstar. Slamming on his guitar. Did your pretty face see what he's worth? He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now he's a superstar.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
She's very fascinated by this pretty face.
Yes. I.
Threesome.
What?
Threesome.
It's when there's three people
I
having
intercourse. I declare a threesome.
You like Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy but for a threesome?
Have a threesome.
This is like, okay.
She likes her pretty face. You got mad though, and you didn't even say why.
Just the.
Probably the song he hates keeps playing.
Yes.
Probably the hell we've trapped him in keeps happening.
This is the second moment where I was listening to it again today to pull clips, and I went, wait, is this a mistake? I got the wrong version of the song.
What, do you think this is the extended version?
No, I just forgot about the
the brief nod to the hip-hop genre?
Is that a nod to a hip-hop genre?
Play that little part again. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
You don't hear that? Wah, wah,
no, I don't think that's a hip hop thing. I think it's just
Incubus.
Sure.
Oh yeah, it sounds like Incubus.
In my eye.
Can I just tell a quick story?
Sure.
May I?
I wouldn't want us to get off on a tangent.
Demi and I went to South by Southwest with HeadGum last year, and the morning after the show, I was very hungover and did not feel so good. And Demi walked out into the living room of our Airbnb, and I sang a very funny joke. And I said, I wish I was dead. I wish I was dead. I went on for so long. He never laughed. And I was like, come on, man. That was funny. And
that's because
like,
he's losing it right now.
Like, he looked at him mad dogging me.
I'm not mad dogging you. I'm just.
Those
continue,
are just my eyes.
Continue the story.
Incubusted.
He doesn't know Incubus.
So I just want to clarify. This story is Miel telling us a joke that she did over a year ago that she liked.
Yeah. And you did. That's when I realized you didn't know Incubus.
You don't know Incubus?
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry I wasn't a white teen in 2000.
Look, we were just looking for the apology.
Is
now
that a reference
there,
to Incubus?
Yes. Everything I've said you haven't got was an Incubus reference.
That's
important
to
remember.
I fully believe that.
Yeah.
There's also a very, like, there's a very, like, Maleficent kind of laugh in the end. Like, the ha 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 during that, like, scratch.
Oh, I didn't hear a laugh.
But just listen for the laugh.
I do not hear a laugh.
It wasn't a laugh. It was the wow, 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 wow.
Yeah,
I just sounded
record.
Like a ha, ha, ha.
That's what I was saying sounded like Incubus.
Yeah, that's the Incubus sound.
That's the Incubus sound.
I wouldn't know what the stop saying Incubus.
You think
incubus,
women
incubus.
Laughing sounds like Incubus?
Yes.
I could see that.
I wish I was dead.
See? There it
you're
is.
You're right. I don't, that's such a weird, I just have not remembered that being a part of this song.
Yeah, the early 2000s were a really weird time where, like, pop punk was like, hey, no more hip-hop being the popular music. I don't even know if hip-hop's the right word for it. R&B? I don't know. What do you call, like,
what do you call hip-hop?
What do you call 112? How do you define, like, that bit sound? Like, jagged edge.
Like, hip-hop?
hip hop R&B, right?
Yeah.
That was what was so popular for so long. And then pop punk was like, and now it's our turn. But like they kind of knew that that was going to be a hard transition. So for like a brief period, pop punk songs were incorporating like R&B hip hop elements.
That doesn't feel like a hip hop element to me as much as it is just like, here's a crazy noise.
Huh.
It doesn't seem like referential. It doesn't seem like it fits in the song. It's just like, what if we give you something that you aren't expecting here? And I'm just like, this is such a weird turn.
It kind of sounds like a little like a ska-y type of thing to me.
Ska-y.
Not to be confused with Scotty, which is skating, the past tense.
Oh.
Ska-y.
Yeah.
Which is when you have 311 different fruits.
Well, that's, damn it. Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what it sounded like to me. Not as much hip hop, but more just like kind of like,
yeah,
it's kind of like someone puts too much wah on their guitar and hits it for a second to have some fun.
Well, here I am. Also, ska.
Well,
soundtrack of the skater movement.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater, song on the soundtrack.
Doing everything I can.
That's Goldfinger?
Huh?
Cool. Mm.
Cool.
Next clip.
Well, this is actually about to go to my favorite part of the song. I think the bridge is the best part of the song musically.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I also...
He only likes the bridge part of the song because he can jump off it.
That's correct.
Wish I was there. I love that part.
I don't like that part.
I like it.
Oh, there's an echo on her voice.
Oh, I can't believe you paused it there. It's fine.
We are more than just good friends.
This is how story ends.
This was pre-Facebook, so no one knew how to define these things.
That's, I guess, true.
Man, this is the coolest bridge in this entire era of music. I'm going to say it. I think it is.
I'm gonna do a thing that people don't do very often. I'm gonna say I'm not informed enough to make a decision on this, which I wish
Couldn't
people would
me.
Just step
I'm gonna,
back. Yeah,
I'm gonna take a stance. I disagree.
This is the one part of the song where I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound just like a generic cookie cutter pop punk song anymore.
And I know this song is about this girl's referenced in this song, and she's at the concert in the song, so the song couldn't have existed, but I keep picturing this song being played at the concert the girl the song is about goes to.
It could be.
And she's like, this is, my baby is at home.
Yeah. No, it could be. It could be that they guessed correctly.
Right. Finally comes to one, boy's her face going to be red.
Yeah.
they wrote a song about the process just being like, oh, I want that fucking
moment.
It's like
when Phil Collins brought that guy to that concert in that fake conspiracy about In the Air Tonight.
Exactly.
But you still don't like it, huh?
No.
Despite all this, despite all of our arguments, you still don't like it. You
despite.
Said that like we have like made it to where anyone would
so
change
charts.
Their mind about this.
I think I made some compelling points that it sounds like Incubus.
Right. And I said some words that sounded like other words.
Your compelling parts were, I like this.
I like it.
Cool. I'm glad for you.
I don't like the lyrics, though.
I don't either.
No.
And that's half of the song.
We're in this, yeah.
True, because she goes... This is now where she's not the narrator. She's inserted herself into the narrative, and it's very unclear how she's involved.
This feels like...
And also goes into second
person. It feels mean.
Okay, I'm about to spoil The Usual Suspects, but this feels like The Usual Suspects.
I've never seen it.
But you know that...
You know who spoiled The Usual Suspects in the long run was the lead
Kevin
actor.
Spacey.
Yeah.
Do you know The Usual Suspects at all?
No.
Do you know the ending of it? I feel like it's a very famous...
It's like a very notorious
verbal
twist ending.
So, okay. The entire plot of The Usual Suspects is it is from... I don't know who the police guy is, but he's investigating people about a crime, and most of it is told by Kevin Spacey's character, who is basically just recounting this entire crime, just being like, here's the things I know about. And at the end, the twist is he was the one who did the crime. That's what I'm saying here. It's like the narrator is the person who at the end is like, the story I was telling you, it was because of me. Now I'm in the story. I'm just saying at the end, she's inserted herself in the narrative.
Yeah.
And that's the reveal.
So she's been faking the stroke the whole time.
Yeah. That's part of The Usual Suspects.
Yeah. I saw that movie for sure.
Tell us some of your favorite details that we haven't mentioned already.
Too bad that you couldn't sing.
Sorry, girl, but I
feel what you're saying because she's like, she is our narrator. She is walking us through this and then she thinks she's tricking us by being in it.
Well, she switches person. It's all third person and then she starts addressing the girl as you, right?
Yeah. And it kind of falls apart.
That's
from
why
that.
It feels meaner to me.
It feels so mean.
She doesn't. It also doesn't feel like there's nothing to suggest that the girl is like upset that she's not with this guy. 5 years, she's probably like, oh, I like that guy. I've moved on.
That's
it's kind of cool.
Right. That's
that
what's
he's,
crazy. It's this. This now the person singing is like, I know you're still hung. This you're hung up on him, aren't you? And she's like, nah, I have like a happy life.
And yeah, and
we weren't meant to be together.
I like to imagine that no one is hung up on this, and even the guy is just telling her this story, and like she's so jealous that she wrote a song about it. And just now, as they're playing it, the guy is realizing that that's what the song is about. He's like,
oh, this is mean.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, this isn't a story. Like, imagine if you tried to make a story out of, yeah, there was a girl in high school I kind of had a crush on, and that was that. Good night. Bye.
Right. That's all the part of it that's the story until the narrator inserts themselves.
Yeah. Like, we don't even know that there was, like, an actual interaction between them that determined that she thought she was too good
for
him.
I went to high school with a ballerina is the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of had a crush on her. The end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, my new girlfriend wrote a whole song about how much she sucks.
Anyways, you're my new girlfriend, and why are you looking so angry
this
right now? Put your notebook
Avril
down.
In such a weird, like, this song does not, she comes out looking awful in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like to imagine that it's like, at the concert where they performed this song in front of the girl, she had to leave early because her babysitter was only there until like 8.
And so no, she's like, leaving, she's leaving, ha!
It's like, oh, fuck, the opener's just, god damn it.
Okay. We gotta stop putting that in the encore.
Yeah, you gotta stop assuming she'll wait that long.
I mean, you're right.
Maybe it's about Shania Twain.
Although I do like to imagine that there is an alternate universe in which this isn't the song they played.
Mm.
That they didn't write a self-fulfilling prophecy that she would come to the...
It's a completely different song.
Yeah, it's just like a man being like, oh, the ballerina left me, but we never dated.
Also, dating a musician is one of those things that it's like, oh, it seems like it'd be so cool, but I think in the reality of it, I'm like, did she miss out?
Oh, sweetie, honey. How much time do we have? How much time do we have? I could talk about this forever.
Infinite. This is a podcast.
45 hours? Is that too long for this episode?
We'll have to do another ad break.
I have not had a single good experience dating musicians. I would not recommend it.
Yeah.
I don't think that single mom, our hero of the story, missed out at all.
Is it his kid?
The Skater Boy's kid?
Sorry, girl, but you...
I know they never hung out in any sense, in a literal sense, and this is 5 years later and it's a baby, but... Is it his kid?
Is
it
what
could be.
His kid?
You know what? If you're
the
gonna,
baby, yeah.
Oh. Is the baby the skater boy?
Hmm.
Is the baby the skater boy?
I don't know.
No,
it's like Looper.
Put like a nose piece on that baby.
I don't think you were paying attention closely through Looper.
Listen, guys, here's the thing about me.
Close.
When I watch movies, I don't understand them. I go, ooh, pretty
did they
pictures.
Memorize all this stuff they're saying?
Pretty noise. Hang on a second. That's Bruce Willis. There's what's he doing here?
There's a baby in Looper. He's very angry.
There's a few babies in Looper.
I don't remember anything about Looper.
No, we knew because of how you described Looper immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know.
Looper's the one where Bruce Willis dies hard, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's wrap. Let's finish the song.
You couldn't see the man that boy could be. There is more than meets the eye. I see the soul that is inside.
Again, okay. Skating was cool at this time.
Yeah, and what met the eye was...
Still,
he's probably
cool.
Fine.
There's exactly what meets the eye, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skater boy, and guess what? He plays guitar.
Is the premise of this song is also that, like... Because he's famous now, you should regret not being
yep,
with him.
100%.
Which is so dumb.
Even if you wouldn't have been a good match with each other, he's famous, and so you should have married him for fame.
That's, yeah.
I mean, that's just true. I want to say something I just realized. Is it ever explicitly said in the song that his show is a concert? Is it ever explicitly said that he's even a musician?
Yeah, he's wailing
Skater
on the
Boy
guitar.
Skater Boy is rocking on MTV.
And
they have all got tickets to see his show.
He's slamming on his guitar.
That could be a skate show.
I guess.
He just grinds on the guitar.
Grinds on the guitar. Oh, is it?
He grinds on the guitar.
Do they say grinds on the guitar?
It could.
Or do you really want it to be grinds on the guitar?
I'm just saying.
That's a secret tape if you do grind on the guitar.
I like. Oh. Nice.
I love that game.
I like the idea that it's a, he's not really a musician, but still they go to the studio at the end of this song.
And record a song about her.
Yeah. They're what? Just having fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said I have the most fun in a studio.
Maybe he's rocking in a rocking chair.
Right? Yeah.
In some sort of.
And he was a teacher.
And he's on MTV because it's part of a Jackass prank.
Yeah. Ah.
So this is Bam Margera, is what it sounds like.
It is Bam.
Damn.
I'm really. Is it Margera?
Or Don Vito.
I have given up on knowing, and I'm.
I think it's Margera.
I think it's Margera.
You know what? I'm so.
Because I was drinking a margarita the other day.
Stop.
Thinking about how.
Oh, homie.
You guys really could go forever.
Yeah, it's kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, but I've never felt more dumb.
You got to remember, nothing I have said is smart at all.
Yeah, me neither.
All of my things are just waiting.
Now, you knew German earlier.
Yeah, sure. And Shakespeare.
Yeah, but I only knew
Notorious,
German
who
earlier.
We don't even know if that's
I've
a person.
Lost it.
That's true. So yeah,
I don't have anything.
Look,
to
I
say.
Was liking following your through line of trying to project maybe your own life onto it, but
yeah,
maybe it wasn't a musician. Maybe it was
Skater Boy. He's a rock star now, but he still goes by Skater Boy.
Yeah, that's the funny. No one gets any names in this story, which is
except
so
Avril
great.
Avril Lavigne.
Not well. Yeah, she does not give herself a name. It's just I'm.
You
got to
keep your distance for legal purposes.
She's
that's
playing
true.
A character. She's playing herself in this, right?
Oh, I mean, yes. She's not really. I guess it's not suggested that she does anything in this story besides being there.
Let's hear what she fucking does.
There's more than meets the eye. I see the soul that is inside.
Uh oh. He's just a boy. Oh my God. And I'm just a girl.
I hate this changeup.
Can I make it any more obvious?
We are in love. Haven't you? What is this? Ooh.
It's a whistle.
That's a what? Terrible noise.
What was that?
This entire. This song feels like me with the sound effects just fucking pressing shit at random points.
I don't think I've
points.
Ever heard this song with headphones on.
That's the thing. I'm just like, it feels like I've never heard this song before because different parts of it, I'm like, when has that been in it? I feel like this is a Mandela effect thing.
Yeah. I'm going to give you this one because I've heard this song over 1,000 times and I have never noticed that whistle scream.
There's
a
referee
lot.
Blowing, just like, nope, flag on the play. Fuck
well,
that,
it's personal
Avril.
Foul.
Straight into the microphone.
You know what? The problem that you had with Come On, Eileen is now the problem I have with this song because they just keep throwing in
new
guitar
shit.
Parts. And
yeah.
I'm like, don't. Just, it's like so generic that they are just like, what if we add another guitar though? And what if we throw in like a DJ sound and a whistle and I don't know, what we'll just throw in some new sound. It's all nonsense.
I mean, it definitely seems like it was produced on paper or in a boardroom or something to sell records.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you try to play this on like guitar or piano, it falls apart very fast.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Chord changes are very boring.
I'm not sure if it's a labor of love.
Mm. No, it's definitely not.
I will say it's definitely a labor.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the song is a labor.
I can't imagine the song was fun to write. Or sing.
It's definitely something I'm going to carry with me for 9 months.
and then be home alone with your feeding your kid.
Yep.
Watching MTV.
Got to.
You know what? Now that I always say that part back, she is sad and misses this guy. She's just home
MTV.
Alone with the baby, feeding a baby, watching MTV.
By choice.
Right.
Who watches MTV in 2002? TRL was already bad.
Good point. Wait. Oh, it's so funny how many details line up with it just being Bam Margera. Like,
yeah.
MTV 2002, I mean, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is Bam Margera.
That's so funny.
He didn't have, like, a great music career, though, did he?
I mean, no, but I could probably see him on MTV at the time, but also for Jackass.
He is on Cameo now, though. Sometimes when I'm sad, I just look at
well,
his
that's
Cameo.
The
at least she could get him to say happy birthday to her kid for $75 or something.
Cameo keeps asking me to be on their app, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I would never in a million years do this.
This
is so sad to me.
$25,000.
You know what I would? You know what I would say if Cameo asked me to be on their app?
What?
Word up.
Stop. But the corn. Butter, the
why
corn.
Did you look at me like I was going to be excited? I didn't know why you said word up. She shut you down and you looked at me. I'm like, I feel responsible for how this goes.
Yep, exactly. Because word
here,
up is a.
You'll be me. Here's what he did. So he goes, word up.
This is a great joke for people.
At home, you can't
true.
See it, but
I'm
basically,
gesturing to
it's
people.
Just he described what I did.
You like looked to me to save that joke, and not only did I not get it, I was barely paying attention.
I basically just looked at you to be like, "Did you? Is that for you?"
You're gonna put yours in asterisks though, and then be like in corn voice.
No, not in corn voice. In Cameo voice.
Oh, I like the corn version better.
I do, but it's a song by Cameo.
Mm.
Word Up is a song by Cameo.
Mm-hmm. I'll word up.
That's the whole joke.
I'm on Chromeo.
Demi put the corn version on our Unpunchables playlist.
I really like the song. I don't know what to tell you.
Corn
I will not
has
be ashamed.
A corn covered Word Up?
Corn, yeah.
I respect the band Korn a lot.
I do too.
Yeah, as a corn burp myself. Gotta love them.
You gotta love them. okay, where are we here? Oh, the fucking, the drum change up in this part is so dumb.
That sounds like your Korn impression.
It does.
Well, when you get Dave Grohl for your drums.
I wish.
When you get
You
Phil
could have
Collins.
Convinced me that was real. You could have, like, convinced me that somehow he, because he just seems to like doing things kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
You could have convinced
me
that, like,
Queens
someone
of the
in the
Stone
studio.
Age.
Oh, they're good.
I'm just joking.
You could have seen, like, Dave Grohl be like, I'll play, like, maybe he liked her and thought she was nice or something and would be on her. You know, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl does seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I just found out, this is such a tangent. I'm so sorry. But
why are you apologizing as if this podcast isn't 94% tangents?
Yeah, it turns out you can't talk about a song for an hour. Sorry. I just found out All My Life is about Cunnilingus.
All My Life by Casey and JoJo? I'm sorry.
That's what I thought you meant, too.
Yeah.
I wish! No, the Foo Fighters.
I don't know that.
Is that why he says something never comes?
I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. You know that song. Done,
and he plays that clear guitar in the video.
I don't know that song.
Done, on to the next one? What does he got, like a assembly line?
Yeah. No, it's a weird. The only part that sucks then is in the chorus. He goes, I love it, but I hate the taste. And I'm like, what?
That's not the only part that sucks in that song. It's him eating pussy.
Hey, you got a laugh from Marissa, so it counts.
That does count. I really.
How do you
I'm
think, eating,
doing
how
this
do you
for
think
laughs.
Eating pussy works?
I think it's like a postage stamp.
Oh, so it's like you pay for it once and it lasts forever?
I will not be continuing this allegory.
And I won't be part of this narrative.
I understand.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. The change up in the song.
Yeah.
They're repeating things. Does she go back to saying, can I make it any more obvious here?
Yeah.
That's
I'm just
such
a boy. I'm just a boy.
He's just a boy.
And
I'm
just
a
girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
I just.
We are in love. Haven't you heard? And then my least favorite part of the song. How we rock each other's warrior.
Warrior-old.
It sounds like she was trying to sound like a whammy bar.
Yeah.
Warrior-old. I'm like, yeah, cool, Peter Frampton, relax.
Warrior-old. We rock each other's warrior-old.
Warrior-old.
Hmm.
Warrior-old.
It's such a weird part of the song. I don't...
She just seems so bitter.
Also...
it makes me sad.
Haven't You Heard is a very... Just like...
Oh, haven't you heard?
And you know she hasn't heard. She just found out on MTV today.
Correct. You're telling her right now.
Yeah.
So...
What is she like? Hey, bitch, how's the baby?
Hey, how's MTV, bitch? You watching it?
She's been spying on her this entire time. That's how she knows this entire... It's basically...
Still got a pretty face, nerd.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was going to reference another movie.
Oh, yeah, do it. Let's keep going.
It's actually like The Game.
Oh.
Michael Douglas falls through a glass ceiling.
No, yes.
I've seen that movie.
Right. Yeah. Another thing it has, well, never mind.
Another movie where a man shatters a glass ceiling.
Mm. Damn.
Wow! Okay.
Speaking of eating pussy.
Let's finish the song!
Because Michael Douglas, never mind. You get it.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Just like Michael Douglas did.
Yeah.
I'll be back soon after the show. I'll be in the studio.
Okay. I'm sorry. I
can't pause it!
The yeah, yeah, yeah in the background in this part is fucking weird.
If by weird you mean very good and not bad, I agree.
I thought you were upset about the part where she's bragging about being backstage at the show she's playing.
Yeah,
well,
which
she
is where
it. She said the song we wrote.
I'll be backstage.
So maybe she's his songwriter or ghostwriter. This is just like the movie Begin Again.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the movie Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Where his face comes off.
Turns into a
flaming
like
skull.
Damn, he really gets typecast as men
He's
who lose
his face. He's keep his face on all those bees.
Yeah.
Bees! I'm assuming that's a line from that movie. I haven't
from
seen
Ghost Rider?
No, that's Wicker Man, but no, he does yell bees.
Bees!
Beats?
It's a bees.
Bees.
Yeah, it's just I don't like the yeah 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 yeah.
It's just an homage to Kiss the Girl.
Is it?
No.
Does that happen in Kiss the Girl?
Yeah yeah. Sha la 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 la. Don't be.
I was thinking of the TATU song.
All the things she said. Wait, what's the song?
Yeah, that's that song.
That's that song. But not Little Mermaid.
No. I'll be in the studio. Wait, so no, she's singing the song.
She said, I'll see you later, boy. I'll be backstage after the show.
And then I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote.
Singing the song we wrote at the studio.
So she is singing the song.
Not writing the song.
So she's bragging about being backstage at her own show.
At her own show or at his show waiting for him.
So then we
she sings on the song.
No, I think it's her. I think it's her. I think it's her song. I think she's the rock star. I think he just plays guitar for her.
Yeah.
I think this is the song.
Yes,
this
that
is the
seems
song
to
that
track.
She's listening to.
It's and you so want to talk crazy. About extending a term paper. Here she's restating her thesis in the last paragraph to fill it out.
So in conclusion.
This is the type of paper where she ends the paragraph by saying, like, and when I started typing this paper, I didn't know what I was going to say. But now I've come to the conclusion that.
Bing, bang, bongo. Conclusion.
I loved Inside Out.
Oh, it's so sad when he dies, though.
Yeah.
You guys didn't do Bing, bang, bongo?
No.
I don't know what that is.
I don't believe in...
Stop. I saw where you're going, though.
Yeah.
No, it was... My school, that was the recipe for an essay.
Bing, bang, bongo?
I don't know why I framed it that way. It was the way you structured a five-paragraph essay. Your intro, bing, bang, bongo, and the conclusion. No one else had this?
The old IBBBC.
Is this an island thing? No one happens?
We just called it the five-paragraph essay.
Sorry, tight, you tight, have tight. A sample size of three here. I don't know what you want us to say.
Marissa, did you have bing, bang, bongo? No, okay. She didn't
Marissa
even let me finish the sentence.
You know who did have big bang bongos is Bare Naked Ladies when they wrote the theme song for Big Bang Theory.
Oh, wait, did they really?
Yeah, they did.
That's crazy.
Bang bongos.
I did stand up on a Bare Naked Ladies cruise last year.
Oh.
What
was her name?
Wait, you know our friend Ed?
And they got to play a very fun game every night called Watch 40-Year-Olds Pretend to Know the Lyrics to 1 Week Over and Over Again.
Oh,
it was just a fun time.
That's a joy.
It was, it's great.
I cannot top it if you think that's funny, it's not. I gotta say, Ed has emailed us. Ed, the lead singer of Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, don't first name, you fucking name dropper.
Well, I thought it was Ed from Ed Wood at first, but.
Well, it was, but then I later changed the story to be about Ed from the Bare Naked Ladies, who has emailed us, like, I'd say once every other month.
Mm-hmm. Ed Wood.
For the
Continue.
For the last year. Just the nicest little emails.
I love that guy.
Like, well, honestly, love the Bare Naked Ladies
Ed,
now.
Ed, big shout out to Rock Boat 2018. I had fun. We were also doing a spelling bee on the boat. And it was a nice time watching your band play.
You got a
with
history
Sister
of spelling
Hazel.
These.
Yep.
Is that the end of it?
I think.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get to the first verse.
I'll see you later, boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be in the studio singing the song we wrote about the girl you used to know.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Was that a siren
for
a second?
It sounds so much like a police siren.
It's the sound of the girl's head falling back down from space.
It sounds like an airplane slowly crashing. Like it's wild.
Yeah.
That was a trendy sound back then.
Was it?
You know what's great about this song is how short it is. And I mean that, I don't mean that in an insulting way.
Because we just made it an hour.
I like song, every song is, you ever go to karaoke and it reminds you that every song is too long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this one isn't.
This one does go by fast, and it's fun to sing at karaoke.
I feel like this song is too long. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah? What part would you cut out?
I guess, okay, time codes, I think I would start.
Yeah, give us the time codes
for
everyone who has this pulled
up. I would cut out from the beginning to about 3 minutes and 24 seconds in.
Okay, cool. So what are you
Whole
leaving
song.
In?
Nothing.
Demi's,
whole damn thing.
You guys can't see it, but Demi's actually beet red, and his veins are bulging out of his head.
Yeah, it must be from the push-ups he's been doing the whole podcast.
I don't usually get red from the push-up, so I think it's me being angry this time.
I usually can do 1,000.
But 324, that's a decent length for a song.
Yeah,
I also, you know,
the radio
one of my biggest song pet peeves are, and it doesn't really happen with like pop punk is actually the best about it, or just punk music.
Yeah.
I hate songs that fade out.
Mm.
I am fine with
End
them.
Your song, Boston. Yeah. I hate songs that
Whoa,
fade out.
Don't cover Boston like this.
They just...
I love Boston.
No, they're great.
Wow,
but all their songs should end. I hate songs that just sort of fade out over time.
Yeah.
Come up with an ending. Right?
I am...
Right.
Wrong.
True.
Well, I guess then we're all pretty grateful this song didn't.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I guess
so
we're all pretty
all three
grateful.
Of us agree. Perfect song.
Perfect song. Can't be punched. I mean,
okay.
The obvious issues with the song, I think, have been talked about to death, and that is that it's just like an anti-woman narrative for no reason.
Yeah. And it's just... a dumb story and feels very like, I think even in the time, it's just kind of like, why is this it just, I'm like, why? Nothing about this song is really.
It's like kind of a plot to a Disney movie from the early 90s.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Absolutely. I mean,
there definitely was a cultural moment then. Maybe it was my age as well, but like where it felt really good to shit on other women. It did. I was like, yeah,
Those days.
For you. But I realize now I was angry at men.
It's like the under, it's the misogynistic undercurrent of a lot of pop punk, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think this like made sense at the time, but looking back, you're like, this actually doesn't totally make sense. We were pretty thirsty for some anti-woman narratives that we were like, yeah, it's perfect.
Maybe that's like maybe who actually wrote these songs.
Yeah, right? And this song was like critically adored.
Yeah.
Which is surprising. People were like, oh, Grammy this is nomination. So clever. It's so smart. And I'm like, it barely.
I think people just like a song that tells a clear story and is catchy.
Yeah, people love a story song. Yeah. And I'll give it to them. It's catchy as hell. This song's been stuck in my head for like 3 weeks now. I'm with the skater boy. I'll see you later, boy. So for the punch up. We did this together, as it is a Patreon you pick. Mm-hmm. We also made a video documenting us making it, which will be up on the Patreon as well.
Yeah.
I think, do you want to say it or you want me to?
Sure. Basically, because this is a song that's telling a story, it feels like this is the wrong format for it. And I think the best way to bring the story out is in a story format, like, let's say, a film or a play or a musical.
And maybe, I don't know, just because of like the lyrical content, maybe like we need to make it more age appropriate, you know? Maybe it's like a middle school musical. I don't know.
Yes.
Just like a thought.
A prequel to High School Musical.
Yeah, something like that.
So we made Skater Boy the Musical.
I'm just a boy.
I'm just a girl.
Can we make it any more obvious?
He was a punk.
And she did ballet.
What more can we say?
I wanted her.
And I'd never tell, but secretly I wanted him as well. But all of my friends, they stuck up their nose. They have a problem with his baggy clothes.
I'm just a skater boy.
I said, see you later.
I'm just not good enough for her. She has such a pretty face.
My head is up in space. I wish I could come back down to earth.
Hi.
Hey, me?
Yeah, sorry, I don't think you know me.
I do.
I've seen you do ballet a lot around school.
Stop.
No, you're so good.
That's so embarrassing.
No, your tutu and everything, it's great.
That's funny you say that, because I actually have seen you skate too, and like, you're really good. Like, the way you hop.
It's called an ollie.
It looks so cool.
Thank you. You're Vanessa, right?
Yeah, and I don't think I know your name.
Oh, I'm...
Ew, Vanessa!
What?
Ew! Ew! Why? Those are so bad. Ew. Those Jinko jeans?
Why is he wearing those? It's 2003.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, I guess you should.
Yeah, hey, maybe I'll see you around ollie sometime or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Bye. Wait, what's your name again?
You can call me Skater Boy.
Okay.
See you later, Vanessa.
See you later, Skater Boy.
I hate skaters. Skating stupid.
It's been 5 years. Now I'm just at home. Feeding my baby, I'm all alone. So I turn on TV, and guess who I see?
I'm Skater Boy, and you're watching MTV.
So I call them my friends.
Girl, we already know. And we've all got tickets to see his show.
Can I tag along?
Sure.
Stand in the crowd, look up at the man that I turned down. He was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for me. Now he's a superstar, slamming on his guitar. Ignored him back then, but now I see.
I'm just a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. I wasn't good enough for her. Now I'm a superstar, slamming on this guitar. I wonder if she sees what I'm worth.
I do.
Thank you, Cleveland!
I do! Cleveland?
Hey, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bouncer Guy, but
I think I'm supposed to be backstage.
Sorry, you don't have a pass. You're not getting in.
Yeah, but I actually know him. We went to high school together. My name's Vanessa.
Vanessa, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Vanessa and you went to high school with Skater Boy?
Yeah, that's me. Do I know you?
No, but honey, I know all about you. How's the ballet going?
I don't do ballet anymore. How do you know me?
I should have introduced myself. I'm the soon-to-be Mrs. Jennifer Skaterboy.
Wait, like his sister?
You wish. I'm his fiancé.
Oh.
Yikes. I don't think you're getting backstage, yikes, sweetie.
Sorry, girl, but you missed out. Well, tough luck. The boy's mine now. And we're more than just good friends. This is how your story ends. It's too bad that you couldn't see the man that boy could be. So much more than meets the eye. I see a soul that is inside. He's just a boy, and I'm just his girl. I mean, could it be any more obvious, honey? We are in love. Haven't you heard?
Heard what?
Oh. How we rock each other's world. I'm with the Skater Boy, so say see you later, boy. Now that we're over with the show, we're off to our studio to go sing the song we wrote about some girl he used to know.
He was my Skater Boy, guess I'll see you later, boy. But not backstage after your show. I'll be at home alone, hearing the song you wrote about the girl you used to know.
That is a story in three acts.
That, everything I say sounds sarcastic. I'm gonna, but that was beautiful.
I mean, it's a beautiful story.
And I don't
story.
Mean that. That was wonderful.
It's a beautiful story.
That made me so happy. I pictured the entire thing. I see the split screen while you're both singing, but the verses are coming from different points of view.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I see it. I see it animated. I see it real. Wow.
Paramount, get in touch. You found your screenwriters.
I mean, Avril makes a lot more sense when she's framed like Ursula.
Right. You got a real copyright move there.
Uh-huh. And the bouncer, I feel like we could get like Lil Rel in there.
Could be Lil Rel. Could be James Gandolfini. Ooh. Resurrected.
Yeah. Hologram.
Yeah.
You could just use already recorded lines from The Sopranos to piece together his dialogue.
Yeah. Could just get Danny Aiello reprising the same character from Do the Right Thing.
I also really appreciate that it sounds like middle school.
That really made me happy. I like listening to that a lot.
Well, we really didn't have to change a lot.
No, we did not have to change.
Right, but when you give
much.
Certain emphasis to certain people in the song, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And everyone gets their to have a voice.
Yeah, we gave the skater girl a name.
It's not a one-sided argument. My sister is named Vanessa.
I've not seen it.
She's at home with her baby. She did just have a baby on New Year's.
Oh.
Congrats.
She did so much more work. not in
it's
all
comparative.
Of it. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I've not seen Dear Evan Hansen, but this is what I feel like it is.
Yeah. This could have been Nick and Nora's finite playlist.
Nick and Nora's one song playlist.
Nick and Nora's front mixed of the mixtape.
Yeah, I gotta give Demi Major shout out for those fucking producing. That
gotcha.
Those sounds were so
Neil
funny.
I played the piano on
that. That was incredible.
Oh, let's not give me credit for that. That just sounds so bad.
I played the piano on this.
Yeah, Marissa just bleeped it earlier when he said I played it. Yeah, I think that's as good as this song can get.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I think it's meant to be a musical, and as far as I know, the rights for that haven't happened yet. So
again, Paramount.
Hit us up.
Get in touch. Paramount, Avril, whatever.
When
the
we
two big buyers in this town.
Avril and Paramount.
I mean, did you hear about Paramount trying to buy Avril? That means everything Avril's ever made is going to be a Paramount property now.
Mm. I want to hear the one that's like, I'm with you. That movie's going to rule.
Well, never mind. I was going to make an I'm with her joke.
Should we get to options?
Kyle, as the guest of honor, Hello. Would you like to give us your Unpunchable Jam first?
Okay, yes, this was hard for me to think of, would you see what I'm saying about how I have to preface earnesty with it's about to be earnest?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Because you're a comedian, right?
I thought about, it's any song, right?
Any song.
I like, Wonderful World, What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke.
Mm, yeah.
Oh!
What a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Has a lot of my favorite things that make up songs.
Like what?
It's very short. Like I talked about, it ends. It's not complicated. And his voice is perfect.
Sam Cooke? I don't think anyone could disagree with that.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke's got such a beautiful...
I was choosing between a few Sam Cooke songs and didn't think others of them...
you big on Sam Cooke?
I like Sam Cooke a lot. If I was like, never heard of him. no, I do like him a lot. And so that's why I went with this one, because it's nice and it's short and it ends.
Timmy, what's your unpunchable jam?
My unpunchable jam is a song that I have heard... I heard a few times in the car while driving around with someone... And then just have gotten stuck in my head and just was listening to it earlier today and was like, wait, this song rules. It's called Trader Joe and it's by Jungle Pussy.
I think I like him more than I like Trader Joe's. I'll swallow kids if he start eating vegetables. New York nigga with the love for Arizona's. I got the juice he about to start sipping on.
Real name is Shayna McHale, but this song Trader Joe is so good, and it's been stuck in my head and I love it.
Is it about Trader Joe's?
Yeah. The first line is, I think I like him more than I like Trader Joe's.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I want to listen to that
damn
song.
That's really good.
I like that.
My Punchable Jam, it plays on the themes of like being too cool or not cool enough. And it's by a band that's also French-ish.
Mm.
Phoenix. And the song is Bourgeois. Bourgeois. I don't know how to say that word. I don't know what any Phoenix song is about, because the lyrics are sometimes half in French. But
I think they're all about the year 1901.
And Franz Liszt, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this song rules. It has this long intro. It sounds like you put a cassette deck in and then it like loads for a while. And the verses are kind of sleepers, but then the chorus breaks through and like the full band comes in and it's just this like physical experience. And I really fucking love the song.
Mm.
I think not enough people know it.
It's not off that one album that everyone loves, right?
Listomania, no.
Yeah.
I'll definitely listen to it with the title that I for sure know how to spell and easy to look up.
Bourgeois. Listen.
B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S?
B-O-O-S-H-W-A.
You were the judge of the spelling bee, dog. Akai.
Kyle can't use it in a sentence. Okay. Folks.
Kyle, where can people find you if they want to hear more word plays?
Truly, with this inviting first experience into who I am, as you all flock towards my presence online.
Kyle, where can people challenge themselves further with more of you?
Kyle, where can people get frustrated at your sounds? it's just Kyle Ayers, pretty much on all the stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I'll post where the other stuff goes.
And your podcast, Doc. Don't forget your podcast.
Oh, yeah, never seen it. Comedians rewrite movies and TV shows they've never seen, and we read their scripts. It's very fun.
It's honestly the only podcast I can think of that's almost as much work as this one. But not by you. That was smart of you.
It's not much work to listen to it. I don't think you do anything to listen to it.
Well, thank you so much for coming
on
the
pod. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Yes, of course.
If you want to listen to us more, we have a whole bonus podcast.
We have a bonus episode.
We have Ben's podcast.
We have a Bonos podcast.
We have
a Bono podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can call it what you want.
Listen, I'm on the edge of my seat explaining Patreon to you.
Damn, Miel, that's a classic joke.
Classic Miel.
It's customized. I got your name.
And you can check that out on our Patreon, Punch Up the Jam, Instagram, Patreon. I already said that. Instagram at Punch Up the Jam, Twitter, Punch Up the Jam. That's all I have to say.
Don't forget our Patreon.
We'll see you next fucking Thursday.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch
Up
the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.